We're in Siman Samach. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel and Dalad. We're learning the halachas of Birkos Krishma. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Seder HaBrachas Eino Ma'akev. The order of the brachas is not Ma'akev. What does that mean? Shem Hiktim Shniel Rishona Yotzi Dechovas Brachas. That if you said Ava Rabba before Yotzer Or, you are Yotzer. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you said Emes V'yatziv, then you say Shema, and then you say Yotzer or Nava Rabba, you're Yotzer with that also. Not only that, but let's say someone left out a bracha. He left out Yotzer or, he left out Ava Rabba. After davening, he can say them. That means that the brachas of Kriya Shema, aside from them being part of the Seder Atfila, where you're supposed to say Birkas Kriya Shema with Shema and then Shmona Esrei, they are also independent mitzvahs, and if for some reason you missed out on the Seder Atfila, at least make sure that you are Yotza all the different brachas that Chazal told us to make, so that you say Birkas Krishma even after davening. Siv Dalad, Yesh Omrim She'en Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana. There are those who say that mitzvahs do not need Kavana. The Yesh Omrim She'tzrichas Kavana. And some say that they do need Kavana. Two Yesh Omrims here. The rule being that the Mechaber is going to paskin like the second one. Now the Mechaber defines what he meant by kavana. Yeshomim shetzrichas kavana lotseis basias osa mitzvah. The kavana is, I want to be yotze the mitzvah. V'chein halacha. Says the Mechaber, the halacha is like the second opinion that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Now to begin with, the Mishnah Berurah says that the machlokas of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not, that we have all over Shas, this is a machlokis in a doraisa. If you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it means midoraisa mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, then they don't need kavana, then kavana is not ma'akev. Now, what kavana is this? This is the kavana, like the Mechaber said, the kavana lotseis, that I want to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, first of all, what does it mean I want to fulfill the mitzvah? That doesn't mean you can't have other kavanas as well. If someone has kavana when he blows shofar, I want to make a good sound and impress everybody here, or I want to make my mother-in-law proud, the halacha is that if so long as his kavana was also l'shem mitzvah, he is yotze. That is considered that he had kavana lotzeis. Lotzeis doesn't mean it's your only kavana. Obviously, the more focused you are, the better. But in terms of the absolute chiv, if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, the halacha is that as long as you also have kavana lotzeis, even though you may have other kavanas, the halacha is that you are yotze. According to the one that holds that mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that if you have kavana not to be yotze, that you are not yotze. So where is the machlokas? You didn't have kavana not to be yotze. You did it stam. And there we have a machlokas of mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not, the Mechaber paskins that you're not yotze. Now, there's a machlokas achronim if the Mechaber means to paskin b'toras vadai or b'toras safik. One of the nafkaminas is, if he's just being machmir, then there would be a big mokum to be machalik between a daraisa and a darabana. That dafka in a mitzvah daraisa mitzvah tzrichas kavana, because sveika daraisa l'chumra. But if in a mitzvah derabanan, we would pass a mitzvah in tzrichas kavana because safik derabanan lahakel. Lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir and says even in a derabanan, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Radvaz holds all, it's only a daraisa, but the Mishnah Berurah is cholik on him, and he brings that the Gra too is cholik on him. The Magen Avraham says that even though mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and if you fulfill them, if you did the mitzvah without kavana, you're not yotze. When you do it over again, you shouldn't make the bracha. For suffic brachas, we are at least choshish for the dais that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. It means the ikar adin is tzrichas kavana, but we're going to be machmir and not make a second bracha, just in case the halach is mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Now, as far as the lamaisa with regard to lots of mitzvahs are concerned, first of all, the halacha is that a misasik, the Bir Halacha brings this down, a misasik, someone doesn't realize he's doing the mitzvah in the first place. It's not just that he didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. He's doing something else, he didn't realize that he's doing the mitzvah altogether, he's not yotza. Furthermore, he didn't know that he was chayiv in the mitzvah. He didn't realize that this is the day that you're chayiv to do this mitzvah. He didn't know that he was chayiv to do this mitzvah. The halacha there is, even if mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, the halacha is you're not yotze. Now, at the other extreme, what happens, according to the Mandi Yomer, that mitzvahs, mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah, which is the way we paskin, but you ate something. The case is bola matzah. Someone ate matzah shaloba kavanah. Someone ate matzah without the kavanah of being yotze. So the Rambam paskins that you are yotze. And we find that Rishonim say pshat already, that in midi di achila, since you actually ate the matzah, there you yotze even without kavanah. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are deis that are machmer, the Bach is machmer, that even in midi di achila, since we pass the mitzvah shrichas kavanah, you should have kavanah. But the most basic and most common shaila that comes up is, I didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah, but it's obvious from the setting that I'm doing the mitzvah. A person comes to shul, to daven. Do we say that if he didn't have kavanah to be yotze, the mitzvah of tefillah is not yotze? What else did he come for? What else is he doing when he's davening? Isn't it obvious that he's davening? If that's the case, the same thing should go for Kriya Shema. Why are you saying Shema Yisrael? Isn't it obvious that you're being Makai in the mitzvah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes, that is true. And it's based on the Chai Adam. However, since there are times that we end up davening early and we say Shema later, so when we said Shema the first time, it was not to be Yotza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but it was only to be Lamod Betfilah Mitol Devei Torah. We were doing it as a way of learning. So if that's the case, then the fact that you're saying Shema in Shul together with davening is not necessarily a sign that you want to be Yotza. It may be that you're just saying it as Tefillah. Therefore, in Kriya Shema, one must have Kavana, certainly Lechatchila, and maybe even Leikuva, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, Doraisa of Kriya Shema.